Let's chapter at Mishnah 5. Eilu lo mevin velo chotzin, carrying on with what we've been doing. And these things neither convey impurity from one thing to the next, nor do they screen. They can't break the impurity from rising up. And they are as follows. Hazraim vayarakos hamuchubarim lakarka. Seeds and vegetables while they're connected to the ground. So we learned before that detached vegetables are considered food. And so before they wet, they convey impurity and screen. But once they wet and they now become susceptible to impurity, they can convey, but they don't screen because they're susceptible to impurity themselves. Chutz min yarakos shemanu, except for the vegetables that we listed above in Mishnah 1, which were iris, ivy, donkey herbs, and Greek gourds. These convey impurity and screen because they last indefinitely, says the Kati. So except for those ones. The kippas habarad vasheleg vahakfor vaglid, all of these things vamelach, and pellets of hail, snow, frost, ice, and salt. All of these things neither convey nor screen, and brings the Kati again because they're not stable. They're all unstable. They'll melt. They go away, and therefore they do not neither convey nor screen. Vadoileg mene lemakom vakoipets mimakom lemakom. Somebody. What jumps, what hops from place to place, passing over impurity, or what jumps from place to place. So it brings over here, hopping is on one leg, jumping is on two legs, that's according to Rambam, or hopping is done by animals, jumping by people, that's the rash. So friend's opinion as to exactly what is hopping and what is jumping. Ha'oif ha'poirach, a flying bird. So if the bird's like flying, and it passes over, let's say a person standing, and next to it is a corpse, and the bird covers them both, a big bird, like an African fish eagle, an albatross, and covers them both, so the person wouldn't be impure. That's not considered a tent. Vatalisam nefes, a cloak that's fluttering, that flutters up in the wind and covers two things, that wouldn't work. Sfinishe shata al pnei haman, a ship that's cruising on the water and it's traveling, and let's say it covers a corpse, well, I mean, a diver, I don't know, or it wouldn't make him impure. But also, if there was someone standing on top, it wouldn't stop the impurity from passing up.
Wouldn't stop.
It neither conveys nor screens. Kasha, and don't forget what we did with the Alexandrian ship. Now, if it's got like a hold, and what was ever in that hold, so that would be protected.
It would be protected.
We learned with the Alexandrian ship. Kasha es asfina b'davar shu yachol la'mida, but the minute you tie the ship up, so now it does. It's now is considered, you know, a screen because it's not moving. The problem with it was that it was moving, and the movement is a problem. Kavash es ha'evin al gabe ha'talis, or also if he puts a stone on the cloak that was fluttering in the wind, same kind of principle. If you weigh it down, so then it could be a tent. It could become a tent. Mevines atum, it would now convey impurity. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says, Abayis shebesfina, a house on a ship, eino mevi es atum, does not convey impurity. So if the house overshadows utensils in the ship and a corpse in the sea, if that's what the house is overshadowing, so it wouldn't convey impurity from the corpse in the sea onto the utensil on the ship.